Our next discussion this morning is with Tom O'Connor. Tom O'Connor is the co-owner of the O'Connor Hearing Center. Welcome again, Tom.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Tom, can you tell us about the O'Connor Hearing Center?
Well, we're a private practice hearing and audiology center. Our primary focus is on diagnostic testing of hearing and fitting advanced hearing aids.
Where is your office?
We're located at 203 South Zeeb Road, which is just about a half a mile south of Jackson Road in the Scio Town Center.
And who else works with you in your business?
My business partner is Claudia B. Williams. She is, has a degree in education and specializing in language acquisition. So she's kind of the business end of the operation, and I'm the diagnostic end.
Do you have an overriding mission or specific business goals you're trying to accomplish?
Our primary focus is to improve people's lives through communication, whatever that entails, whether it's diagnostic testing to identify what communications they might have or finding the right product, whether it's a hearing aid or maybe an amplified telephone, just whatever it takes to improve their ability to communicate and carry on a good quality of life.
Can you expand on your role in the business? You said you were a diagnostics. What else do you do every day?
I've been an audiologist for 30 years, so it's primarily assessing hearing and primarily adults. When we identify hearing loss, then take a careful case history to see just how that affects their daily life and to see if some treatment might be appropriate. Usually it's going to be with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids are really advanced and really can make a difference in people's lives.
Tom, how did you get involved in this field? How long have you been working with hearing aids?
As I said, it's been about 30 years, Sheila. And originally, when I was in college, I was an education major. This was in the 70s. And in the 70s, gosh, there were not a lot of education jobs. So looking around for an area where I could use my desire to be with people and do teaching and audiology jumped up as an opportunity. Michigan State University, where I received my graduate degree, had a very well-known national program, so that's how it began, and I've been doing it ever since.
Our guest is Tom O'Connor with O'Connor Hearing Center, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Tom, how do your clients find you, and what are most of your clients looking for?
Most of our clients come through referrals, which is a wonderful thing for any practice. It's referrals both from professionals in the area, family practice physicians, and other audiologists. And of course, our favorite referral source are happy patients, and that's been really the primary way that people make their way to us. I was also at University of Michigan for about a dozen years as their primary adult hearing aid manager. And a lot of the patients there who, for one reason or another, can't be seen by U of M have found their way to us, too. So that's generally how they find us.
For a new customer, what's the process to get hearing aids?
For anyone, if you're looking for help with communication, you first want to find a hearing care provider that is hopefully referred by someone that they know, that you're going to try to find someplace, hopefully that's close to you, that has experience, so you'd want to contact that organization. It's always a good idea to check with your insurance carrier to see if any hearing services are covered, and if they are, occasionally insurances, although most don't cover hearing aids, sometimes they do, and sometimes they will mandate what person you need to go to or what area you need to be seen. So it's always good to check with your insurance first.
Tom, what costs are there involved for these services?
Of course, it depends on where you go, and that's certainly something to ask when you call to make your appointment. Generally, there's a fee for diagnostic services for the hearing testing and for the hearing aid evaluation. That can range anywhere from $100 to maybe $200 or $300. And then hearing aids are generally on top of that. Many facilities, including ours, the services are included in the cost of the hearing aid, so that may not be an additional service. I think it's a good idea to find a facility where the diagnostic services have a specific cost. So if you go to some place just to see if you've got a hearing loss, yes, you'll pay for that diagnostic evaluation, but you don't feel like that you're pressured to buy a hearing aid or to buy some expensive device that maybe you don't need. So that's why we like to kind of separate the diagnostic portion from the hearing aid portion.
And Tom, now, if you're a patient and it's been determined you do need a hearing aid, what about the choices in hearing aids? What's out there?
Well, these days, of course, now everything is computerized, and the range of hearing aids is really tremendous, which is a good thing because there's quite a range of hearing aids from relatively low price, meaning $700 or $800, up to as much as $3,000 or $4,000. But even in the entry level hearing aids, they're really quite sophisticated. Now the hearing aids are very adjustable by the audiologist to match the type of hearing loss that you have, and to ensure that you're going to hear a wide range of sounds, from crickets or birds singing to hear well in a symphony and everything in between. Hearing aids today have sophisticated ways to try to separate noise from speech, oftentimes having multiple microphones. So when you sit in the right place in a restaurant, the hearing aid will activate a second microphone that actually reduces noise behind you to help hear what's in front of you. So those are often in the past situations where people would just yank the hearing aids out because, gosh, they don't help hear. But now we like to say the hearing aid should always be a benefit, or at worst, it's going to be as hard for you to hear as everybody else. If you go to go to a restaurant on Monday Night Football, it's going to be hard to hear no matter who you are. But the hearing aid should be hopefully a benefit.
Tom, does the cost vary because of severity? Why does the cost vary so much?
That's a good question. Really not. At least in our practice, we try to have a hearing aid that will fit anybody at each price range. So the difference between the costs really depends on how sophisticated the device is. On the lower end, they're not quite as automatic, and they may not have features like connection to a Bluetooth cell phone, which the somewhat more expensive hearing aids could connect both hearing aids to a cell phone, so you're hearing wirelessly in stereo. Not everybody really needs that kind of thing, and if you're limited budget-wise, then you can make those choices. Some of the hearing aids are a little bit more sophisticated as far as how they separate background and foreground noise. But everybody can get the hearing aid that really fits their needs at any price point.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Tom O'Connor, the co-owner of O'Connor Hearing Center. Do you have suggestions, Tom, for our elderly listeners to help them maintain their hearing ability?
Really, as you get to be a senior, some of the opportunities to protect your hearing have kind of gone by the wayside. You're probably not working in a factory any longer where you would protect your hearing.
Or if you listen to one too many rock concerts.
And that was probably in the past. Of course, if a senior is doing things that are very noisy, like working in the wood shop, they should be wearing hearing protection. But from my point of view, it's not so much about maintaining hearing as maintaining communication. Just like anything that you do, practice is important. A senior really needs to stay active communicatively, particularly if they have hearing aids, whether it's listening to Everything Elderly on Saturday morning or books on tape or listening to lectures. Staying active and kind of having their communication skills continually exercised is probably the best way to maintain that ability.
Do you have any stories you'd like to share where your services really help someone?
Oh, sure. After a few decades of doing this, there's...
You must have lots of stories.
And many of them are good. Of course, there's those few. But a couple that come to mind, had a chaplain that was working in a hospice and had a pretty significant hearing loss but had not worn hearing aids and was really struggling to hear his patients. Of course, they're all whispering and not really able to communicate well. So he was doing okay but not well. Got his new hearing aids, and suddenly he can hear them whispering, and he's become a much more compassionate appearing. I think he was compassionate, but if you're saying what and having kind of a stressed look on your face, it's hard to give that impression. So his demeanor changed. He's finally able to hear his cell phones because he got those kinds of hearing aids, so he can talk on his cell phone quietly. So it's been a great thing for him.
Does your business offer any unique services, anything out of the ordinary?
Well, one of the new things that we've just started in the last couple months is a tinnitus treatment program. Tinnitus, of course, is ringing in the ears. There are not a lot of programs around. Our program consists of careful evaluation of the ringing in the ears, referral to an outside medical source if that's indicated. Many people, there's about 30 million people that have ringing in the ears, but only maybe a million nationwide really have tinnitus. It's truly bothersome. So for that smaller group of people, really intensive counseling to identify tinnitus and kind of teach them about it, and sometimes a wearable device, which we will have, that can really help them learn to adapt to the tinnitus.
Our guest is Tom O'Connor with the O'Connor Hearing Center, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Tom, I was curious about statistics, about the number of people who suffer from some sort of hearing loss.
Good question, Stephanie. The Better Hearing Institute estimates that in the U.S. there's over 34 million people who have measurable hearing loss. And of those, about one in four are fit with hearing aids. So only 25% of the people who really could use and benefit from hearing aids have them. So that's kind of been an uphill battle. And that statistic, the number of people with hearing aids, hasn't changed a whole lot over the last 20 years or so.
Does that skew toward the older population?
It does, right.
It does, okay.
So the demand isn't growing, but the need is?
The need is growing, particularly in the sense that all of us baby boomers are marching towards that 60-year-old range. So the need is definitely growing. The use is growing slowly as the hearing aids become better and better.
So with the technology improvements,
absolutely,
more people are starting to use them.
Exactly. And baby boomers who are used to technology, used to computers, are a little bit easier to convince that this is something at least worth trying. And any hearing aid will come with at least a 30-day trial where you can get all or most of your money back if it doesn't work out. So it's certainly worth giving it a try.
So as far as advice to the listeners, again, it's at least try them.
Exactly.
Tom, how can listeners get in touch with you or with the O'Connor Hearing Center?
Well, they certainly can call me or Claudia at 734-994-8300, 734-994-8300, or go to our website, www.oconnorhearing.com, and we have a contact form there to get in touch by email.
Well, Tom, it's been really interesting and educational to have you on the program. Thanks very much for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Alan and Sheila.